What do you find most useful about the top-rated newsarama that is On The Hour?
Breakfast television news.
No, On The Hour.
Don't really know, to be honest.
You've got the answer wrong. What you mean to say is you listen to it all the time.
Yeah, I do.
Good. And furthermore, if you were captured and held for 5 years in a foreign jail, you would listen to it all the time.
Certainly would.
Say I would listen to On The Hour all the time.
I would listen to it on the hour all the time and look forward to it.
Thank you. And as you lay chained to the wall, kicking about in the straw and filth, what would be your one ray of hope?
Just to listen to that news.
What's its name?
On The Hour.
On The Hour.
On The Hour, yeah.
On The Hour?
On The Hour.
On The Hour.
On The Hour is the name of the program.
The name of the program, which you would listen to at all times,
is On The Hour.
Which you'd have nailed to your head.
Yeah.
The big hands pointing to the seven. This is On The Hour.
On The Hour. Such is politics.
A painful business.
On The Hour.
What you mustn't do in politics is listen to people.
A painful business.
On Radio 4. Such is politics.
The news which the BBC is reporting. He's very confused, and that's quite right.
On The Hour with Christopher Morris.
I'm Christopher Morris, for it is I. Tonight, Sizey Stories.
The headlines.
19 in fog-bound bakery collision. Dinosaurs died out on a Tuesday, claim experts. And where now for 107 of Ridley's children?
On The Hour.
Plus, coming up, Bush in televised appeal for updated Pentagon office equipment.
Send more money. Send more dough. Let's get the facts.
And the Queen Mother speaks openly for the first time of her relationship with John Major.
He's good round the place. I find him a breath of fresh air. He's good to work with. He's very enthusiastic. And, you know, I'm delighted for the boy. He's come from nowhere. He's made good. And I wish him all the very best at Chelsea.
And the news tonight is read by the continuity announcer.
Over 700 people have been killed this weekend in a dramatic reconstruction of the Anglo-Saxon Battle at Rempe in Essex. The event was organised by the Soiled Nut Society, who like to reconstruct battles between defending King Stitt of Canugalegging and the invading Viking Whalecock, who sacked the town in 991 BC. Things just got out of hand, said the chairman. One minute everyone was having fun in their costumes, the next there was blood and entrails flying through the air and landing on my face. More deaths are expected tonight. Survey news, and cream is good for you if you're left-handed, according to a survey in this week's Which Survey magazine. The report says that apparently cream is good for you if you're left-handed.
The news. Time now for Sports Desk with Alan Partridge, and you're a bit of a cream man, I understand, Alan.
I certainly wouldn't say no, a bit of the old cream, certainly, and I know a lot of people say, you know, hold on with the cream there. Not so good for the old ticker, but I certainly say give us another spoon of cream. Yeah.
Do you drink it out of a cup?
Out of a cup, I don't know. Certainly if there's a bit of a trifle at the bottom, I'd probably say put some cream on that, please. Or probably. And probably have a few more if I was really hungry.
This is Sports Desk. I'm Alan Partridge. And transfer news. Arsenal have bought a special Letraset Action transfer pack, which includes an alien landscape and a set of 15 transfer figures of spacemen and monsters. It's great, says manager George Graham. It gives us the chance to create our own alien world with men and monsters depicted in battle or at rest as we imagine it. Title contenders Liverpool manager Graham Souness says he's not worried by this development, arguing that his multi-million pound signings of Dean Saunders, Mark Wright and the real Ghostbusters fridge magnet should put them in contention at the end of the season.
On The Hour, rich pickings at the media events interface.
It's a half of 8 past 03:03.
On The Hour.
Time now.
On The Hour.
For Gr.
On The Hour.
Een Desk.
Green Desk.
Events diary. A large jug of organic water is on display in Frettenham by the town clock. Visitors are requested to enter by the side.
Green Desk.
The Oxford University Animal Research Department finally admitted to satisfied anti-vivisectionists that there was no need for their cruel experiments on animals. But the protesters' faces fell at the news that the university intended to continue with the experiments just for a laugh.
Environmental news. If it's green, we'll cover it.
Rosie May with Green Desk. And remember, at this time of year, not everything is green.
at home.
The M25 is missing today. The controversial road system, famed for its long delays and traffic congestion, vanished earlier this morning. Police say this is just the latest in a spate of serious road thefts and have issued a description of a man seen by local residents yesterday scraping the surface of the road with a spoon. With me to discuss the issue is Transport Police Officer Mark Plimmer. Good evening.
Good evening.
Mark Plimmer. The time is 28 to 2.5. Now this week's special report, which squints at how the recession has hit the centuries-old family matchmaking firm of Barton's Matches. Susan Chaffinch went up to Brainsbury to visit the Barton's factory and watch it sack all its employees. There she met the owner, Sir Gerald Barton, but her report opens with the voice on tape of her asking to Gavin Trawl, the company's London marketing consultant, what he was doing for the company, Barton's Matches, to her question. Who in sodomy wrote that?
What are you actually doing for Barton's Matches?
Don't know where to start. Lots. What I did was I got rid of the gruffers. Now, what are you going to say? What are gruffers, Gav? Well, they're the men who attach the sandpaper to the boxes. And I thought, why? What are they doing? You know, and I, you know, quite brutally, but you know, you've got to be brutal to be, well, to be brutal, really. And I got rid of them all, sacked them, in fact, fired them, said ciao, and hired a Belgian firm of hairdressers. Why? People say again, why? And I say, simple. They're not experienced, but they are a lot cheaper.
For Sir Gerald, the Barton's collapse is overshadowed by more personal tragedy. There was an accident, Sir Gerald, last year involving a small boy at Matchland.
Matchland is a theme park, and the idea was to reproduce exact replicas of every capital city of Europe in matches. Not actual size, obviously. And this young lad was in Rome. He got a bit excited. He was a Catholic family. And they got a bit excited at the Vatican. His mum had some cooking oil in a shopping bag. And one thing led to another, the oil spilt all over the Vatican. We have a mock pope who waves a sort of matchstick about. It's rather moving. They got a bit excited and the dad lit a fag and there was a kerfuffle. And the whole of Rome, and Venice as well in fact, went up. And half of Amsterdam. And the lad got caught in the blaze and got singed.
Apparently there was a relaunch with Barton's Matches only a month ago. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
The idea was a TV campaign which involved two muscular young people striding through a sea of flame clutching a huge sword, and suddenly a huge flaming bee emerges from under their feet and flowers and trees burst into blossom all around them. Fantastic, stupendous.
Did it up the sales figures at all?
Well, you know, if you want a straight answer, then I'm not your man.
Why do you think, Gavin, that sales did plummet after this relaunch campaign?
Well, in this, in the commercial, we kind of were subliminally saying, you know, buy this product, but didn't say it in a straightforward, buy this product kind of Anglo-Saxon English kind of scenario. We forgot to mention the matches.
How has all this affected your lifestyle, Sir Gerald?
We lived in a very, very nice house, a very big house, lots of grounds. And fortunately, in the grounds, we took the provision of building a sort of a lodge where we kept tools. It's a sort of wooden lodge. A lodge-like shed, and we've been camping there recently. It's quite comfortable there.
Do you have electricity and running water?
We have running water from it. There's a bucket, and there's a pond.
But what does the Barton's collapse mean for Sir Gerald's employees? I talked to Lionel Cosgrave, a 52-year-old unskilled blue-collar worker.
Well, technically speaking, my title is the urine man. Basically, I come into the factory at 6 a.m. and I come and lie consecutively in the urinals, starting with the small boy's urinal and then gradating to the other three urinals. And then if there is any urine on the floor or in the cubicles or on the cubicle seats, I can lie on them. Every day is different. I want you to understand that.
Sir Gerald, Lionel Cosgrove has been an employee of yours for over 40 years. Are you actually aware of his job?
Oh, aye, Lionel. He's urine man. He's the best. He's top notch. Why, do you have a problem with that, do you? Something you don't like with your southern ways?
Well, a man who lies in urine all day for a job, I don't really call that a job.
Well, nobody asked you.
I'd like to stress that we urine men are very proud. You know that you've done your job well if you're not noticed as a urine man. I'm sure there are other jobs like that, like street cleaners or theatrical designers.
Great bloke, kind of bloke that, you know, companies are built on. I remember going down into the toilet and having a bit of a good old laugh with him and then saying, "Phew, I've got to get out of here." But I haven't left him out. No. He certainly is, you know, he's paramount in my mind. And believe me, he won't have a job on Monday.
Susan Chaffinch there with those 4 minutes.
On the Hour. Never balks at issues from which other news programmes might well shrink.
News now. And we've just received this SOS message. Will Hippolyta Loudbasket, currently on holiday in Uxbridge, please get in touch with a doctor? You are seriously ill. And we're receiving news that gold fever has broken out in the Midlands after the discovery of large quantities of the valuable metal in the River Trent. Water supplies are being exhausted as millions of bounty hunters leave their taps running in the hope that large chunks of bullion will fall out and make them rich. If you want to know more information, phone the Trent Water Authority and say, "I'd like to know how to get gold out of my water." After the break, why the town of Dunstable is suing Tony Gubber for its lost stables. But first, this week's audio pullout. The next few minutes of airtime have been bought by Tab FM, the American station run by the Seventh Tabernacle Church of Reformed Adventists.
The Tab. The official organ of the Seventh Tabernacle Church of Reformed Adventists. The Tab.
Hey, you, young person. What do you think you're doing?
There is nothing to do. None of the square grown-ups care about us kids. What's the blinking point?
But there are some grown-ups who care.
There are?
Yes, and they've organized a meeting for all young people with rock and roll sounds, cakes and fizzy drinks.
Fabo, where is it?
It's at the Seventh Church of Reformed Adventists, Peckham High Street, right by the laundry.
Oh no, a church? Boring.
No, it isn't.
Oh, all right, you've talked me into it. But what will this meeting involve?
Young people dancing and singing to the beat of the Goombe dance band, painting murals about their lives and experiences on walls, not being hassled by adults, unless they really step out of line in some way, playing ping pong and wearing whatever clothes they like, even slacks. It's up to you. Then after, we'll talk about God for a couple of hours. But it'll be interesting and fun, though.
Yeah, it's just the kind of thing I'd choose to do if I had any choice I wanted. Oh, but hold on. My friends will call me dull.
Don't worry about what they say. It's you who's important. And in any case, they are the whorish sons of Satan who are going to burn in hell.
Oh, great. Well, I guess I'll see you at the meeting.
Protect your property. Protect your family. Protect your faith. Ward off homosexuals and liberals with this. The Seventh Tabernacle Church of Reformed Adventists liberal and homosexual scaring device. Scares liberals and homosexuals and consistently repeats the warning.
Liberals and homosexuals, go away. Liberals and homosexuals, go away.
Can you afford to be without it?
$45.89 only, the price of security.
The beginnings of the planet Earth as the heathen unbelievers would have us think it was. Giant fire-breathing lizards, flying shark-toothed air snakes, and an eel with the head of an otter. It certainly seems foolish to us to know the truth about how God created the whole of everything in 6 days. And how did these unenlightened dunces convince themselves of their so-called theory?
Well, they found dinosaur bones in the ground and frozen mammoths in the ice. And, I mean, there's reams of scientific and geological evidence to prove that the world is, in fact, millions of years old.
It could almost be a sketch by Kenny Everett. Can't they just understand that it was God who put the supposed evidence there as a sort of joke? And to test us, of course. To make sure we really believe properly through faith and mysterious things, not because of seductive evidence and the harlot proof. Because if you are a god, that's the sort of thing you like to do, because you can.
Hey, buddy, got a light?
Yes, my friend. This lighter is the light of faith. See how it shines.
Wowie zowie!
The Light of Life lighter. Only $21.25. Not to be used for lighting cigarettes, the amusement of devils.
Power of the spirit, transparent, claim film. You can't see it, but it's there.
$13.28.
People doing sin. The fools. Don't they know what's going to happen? Haven't they read the revelation of St. John? He says,
in the year 1999, the world will be run by a computer called Satan, a clever concealment of the name Satan. And then a huge spaceship piloted by angels will descend from the skies, and all the good people will be sucked into it. And the bad people will be attacked by radioactive weevil insects and invisible vampires and be spun into a giant web and have their blood sucked out slowly by others. And I'd like to see them sin after that.
Yes, it's all there in St. John. The only way to save your soul is to join our church and book your place on board the Saucer by ringing 0893-77666. Reservations $300,000 or $500,000 for first class.
On the hour, the audio pullout is now complete.
Welcome back to On the Hour. Stories coming up after the semicolon. Outcry over domestic squalor in Corbridge.
How do they expect us to sleep with all these beds in the way?
Plus, 3 days on and the cleanup continues in Chester Zoo's antelope house.
I am still shocked. I mean, the blades must have come right through here. The ones that died were the lucky ones. I mean, look at him.
But first, the news. All milk should be sterilised. That's the verdict of a Common Select Committee report published tomorrow. Unsterilised milk is dangerous to the health and causes diseases. When informed that it is already common practice to sterilise milk, the chairman of the committee replied, "Oh well, that's no fun then." Finance news. 5555515515 up down.
This is Sports Desk. I'm Alan Partridge. Hunting. Buckinghamshire's radical new vegetarian hunt has run into teething troubles. Their pack of rabbits has responded well to training, but the local children, paid to drag vegetable speed through the fields and woodland, became tired very quickly, meaning the hunt ended early with a successful but unsatisfying capture of a turnip, 3 carrots and some leaves. Some veggie burgers left in a local garden were liberated by carnivore hunt saboteurs, who left confusing trails of salad dressing along busy roads and railway lines. Racing tips today at the 3:30 at Tavistock. We go for number 5, Santa's Boyfriend. And the 4:30, the Barbara Bush Handicap. We put our money on horse number 2, Dr. Jeremy Simpson. The going at Tavistock today was good to flimsy.
Alan Partridge with today's sport. And I understand over the weekend, Alan, your wife died.
Certainly. Straight like a bolt out of the blue, as they say. Was just working on the extension and got a phone call and that was it. You know, she was gone. Certainly.
There's an inevitable psychological backlash which could last up to 10 years.
Yes. Well, certainly I'm hoping it's going to be a bit shorter than that. I've seen a guy for counselling and trying to sort of keep things in perspective, certainly keep things together. It's an important thing.
Still, nice to have a bit of time to yourself.
Yeah.
Green Desk.
Green news update from me, Rosie May. Old women's pants. Burning old women's pants is a fantastic and viable alternative to oil-based and nuclear fuels, claims Mr. Philip Griffiths of Solihull, who has designed and built a 12-seater minibus that runs entirely on old women's pants.
Rosie May. And I bet you one day she will.
On the Hour Campaign.
Last week, our law campaign exposed festering sores in the flank of public understanding. This week, It's Your Mouth gives you the chance to solve the problem.
Follow the letter of the law.
Is the letter of the law followed closely enough?
No.
How closely should we follow it?
Well, we'll be right up on top of it, within about an inch of it, murder.
Within about an inch?
Yeah.
At what sort of speed should we follow it?
50 miles an hour.
What, in your book, is the letter of the law?
M.
Is it big enough at the moment for people to see, this M?
No.
How big should it be?
Oh, about 6 foot 6.
On the Hour, the face of reason in August and September.
Now, if you live in a region, you'll probably be aware of the value of regional broadcasting. Jimmy Tinker of our Let's Look Local unit has this special report.
It's your region, it's your region, it's your region.
Hello and welcome to It's Your Region with me, Jimmy Tinker.
Welcome, welcome, hello, hello, welcome, hello.
And this week we're at Target, near Clister, the county town of Loaf. And as I've discovered to my cost today already, that's with a PH, not an F.
It's your region, you know where it is and how to spell its name.
Loaf shares its borders with Larkshire, Bowsett and Wilk.
It's a region with a character all of its own.
It's a region with a character all of its own.
As our reporter Michael Brass.
As our reporter Michael Brass
has been finding out.
Has been finding out.
Hello.
Hello, sir.
My, you have got a funny local accent. You don't work with your hands for a living by any chance, do you?
No, sir.
I can tell, actually, because even though you sound like a straw-sucking eagle, you do know who to call sir.
Oh, yes, that's right.
How do you say, yes, that's right?
Yes, that's right.
In fact, you say, oh, yes, that's right, after everything everybody says, don't you?
Oh, yes, that's right.
Can you talk us through your choice of clothes when you get up in the morning?
Just get dressed.
Just get dressed like that?
Oh, yes, that's right.
Well, you do seem jolly unsophisticated. What about music? How do you listen to music?
Just listen to it, relax with it on, sit back and hum them or whistle.
Do you mean you don't actually sit there and write it all down?
Oh, no.
What a good old-fashioned surf you are. Thanks very much for taking the time to show us how backward everybody is around here. It really has been awfully funny.
Thank you very much indeed.
Looking round your region, we're each a legion.
The local television programme for Target is Bang on Target, hosted by Michael Bang.
The win in screen steers mainly on the floor.
Sorry, Michael, you'll have to change the tie. It doesn't quite clash with the jacket.
These are the final preparations seconds before tonight's show goes on air.
Elocution lessons have all but eradicated my local accent.
Makeup, could you adjust his face? I think we've got a bit of slip on the forehead.
I'll be on the 9 o'clock news before you can see Jack Robbins' arm.
Remember, Michael, pause in all the wrong places, use confusing inflections, emphasize inappropriate words, and spend the first 10 seconds looking at the wrong camera.
It's 6:30 in the region. Time for Bang on Target with Michael Bang.
Good evening. But first, the news. Hopping lessons for Timmy the amputee badger, a leaf is found lying near a pavement in Sproul, and how far are we from Kent today? But first, our main story. A cardboard box is still blowing around the town centre tonight. Earlier today, the box, a brown cuboid robustly constructed from a corrugated wood pulp composite, was seen near A Road with a white line down the middle and cars running in both directions. Police have issued a description of a man. And don't forget, later in the programme, weather predictions with Michael Tobb and his climatic worm, and news of today's nuclear accident, in which a 17,000 megaton warhead blew up France. We'll be discussing its effect on plans for a new cycle path in Target City Centre.
It's your region, it's your region, it's your region.
Indeed. Hi there with me, Chaz Malibu.
Target is served by a radio station called Tag FM.
Tag FM.
Tag FM, that's talking it good with good morning, good music, and good telephones.
Tag FM boasts both a mixed schedule
has. Later, Chaz Hologram with Good Day, Good Afternoon with Chaz Cheese, Chaz Ovation brings you religion with Good God, and tonight, Chaz Cancer checks out some of your best bereavement stories in Good Grief.
Tag FM.
So what's the secret to becoming a truly successful regional broadcaster?
Let me tell you about what's on the show tonight. We shall find out the secret of a really good portion of fish and chips.
Mike Darbo, ex-singer of Manfred Mann and host of a daily regional show in the West Country.
We find out from a Cheltenham milliner what it's all about.
An example of Mike's Everyone a Winner daily formula. I phoned him up to see if he could give me the answer.
Michael, you're a well-known name around the region, opening fetes for diseased charities.
Yeah, well, of course, I mean, the background to me is the music.
You had a hit record, didn't you, with the Mighty Flan?
No, the Mighty Quinn, you mean.
Don't contradict me if you don't mind. What about your radio programme?
Basically, we have a really tasty little radio rendezvous.
Nice.
And it makes my day, because I know that I help to make their day. So it's sort of a mutual thing. We
masturbation.
Yeah. It's the next best thing to making love, I can tell you.
Yes.
But at least I can express more of my personality.
For which you need a lot of room.
Yeah.
What's the secret of being a really successful radio personality in the region?
I think the reason they like me is because I'm a nice guy.
Well, that comes over.
You won't find this offensive if I actually read out a letter I got today.
No.
I'm not going to give you her name, but it's a lady. She says, I wonder if you realise what comfort the radio is to people distressed or alone. I find nighttime horrendous. I turn on your voice and I feel it gives me comfort.
That's the most moving thing I've ever heard in my life.
Yeah.
Perhaps we could pause for a few seconds just to think about it.
Yeah.
Shut your face then. Seems like you're a bit of a message merchant, Michael. Do you have one for us now?
I feel sometimes that we're stuck away in local radio, and what we want is a wider audience. So if there's anybody who wants to give me a bit of national radio, wouldn't go amiss.
Well, if you thank me nicely, I'll see what I can do for you, Mike.
Jimmy, thanks for the company. We'll talk soon.
On the Hour, the world in a tablet.
Just time for tomorrow's weather. Over to the Weather Centre now with Frank Green. Good evening, Frank.
Good morning, John. A lot of dry, bright weather today with a ridge of high pressure over the British Isles. In south-east England, in Wales and north-west England, the extreme north, in East Anglia, the Midlands, Northern Ireland, it'll turn out to be very warm too, up to 24 Celsius, 23, up to 22 Celsius. A warm day. So this afternoon and this evening will be this morning, inland fairly warm. Even so, quite a warm day with the extreme north and the extreme south. It'll be a dry day, and a dry day here, dry with some evening thunderstorms. And that's the weather.
Closing music.
Just time to have a look at tomorrow's papers. The Times, exhumed man wins free haircut. The Independent, orange-fingered scientists aim to grow cauliflower cheese. The Mail, 49 squid wrestle for sandwich. And The Economist, horse theft twins suspended from textile apartment. There's a photo there of Tony Gubba. That's it. Good night. So, a couple more stories actually in the later sections of the pages. The Mirror there with 32 of them pages. The Daily Express, slightly thicker and heavier at 51 pages. Some of the newspapers are quite shiny. If you can see that none of, I wonder if any of them have a scratch and sniff. section. So Mirror seems to be printed upside down as well. God, trousers.
News files set up by Steve Coogan, Patrick Marber and Rebecca Front. Lines booked by David Schneider and Doon McKeon. On the Hour was devised and produced by Armando Iannucci with Chris Morris.